Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity, your online wisdom school for the enrichment of your soul. Live life more abundantly and in the full richness of your divine essence. And now, your host, Dr. Reggie and Cynthia Jones.
Good morning. This is Cindy Bentley. I'm so happy to be here this morning. I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico. For all you guys who are not familiar with me, I'm an energy practitioner. I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I have a book. It's called Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. So all the past 20 years, that's all I've been thinking about, as is my soul ascending to a higher frequency of divine connection and how to help everybody else have a better life and myself. So if I've done many shows for Cynthia and Reggie, and today is very special because I have some wonderful meditation that's been given to me from Archangel Michael and Metatron, and we're going to do that late. I'm going to share that with you later in the show. First, we're going to just talk for a little bit. I did this soul meditation and heart meditation on the last show last Friday, and when I did that, I had some people call me after the show and say that the meditation wasn't long enough. So this morning, we're going to have a longer meditation. They felt like they were getting a lot of results and a lot of healing from this meditation. But afterwards, they felt that they still needed to stay in meditation for a little while. So we'll do a long meditation today. And I want all of you not just to listen to it, but I want you to participate in the meditation, because that's so important. It's very important for you to get connected in to your source and get connected in to your divine self and honor who you are at the deepest core of the essence of you. This week, you know, tomorrow is the winter solstice, and I know many of you will be doing ceremony tomorrow. It's our shortest day of the year, so be sure to get out and get a little bit of sunlight. We've got a snowstorm coming here in Santa Fe, so that's not anything too unusual. And for those of you who are sensitive to the full moon, yes, this was a definitely very powerful full moon this week. Had several people call me and ask me what's going on, and I'm saying, well, look at the sky. Is there full moon? Full moons tend to intensify whatever emotions we are dealing with, if they're negative especially. And so please be aware during the full moon time that sometimes things come up that you need to release. I'm seeing that I've got several, I've got like five or six people that are holding on call, and I'm going to get to the 410 number in just a short while. I just want to do a little bit more introduction, and then we're going to start answering phone calls. The call-in number this morning, if you want to speak with me, it's 914-338-0590. 914-338-0590. That is the call-in number for the show this morning. If you want to email me, you can email me at cbentleyrn@aol.com. If you want to talk with me further or have a session, you can go to my website. It's www.CindyBentley.com. And you can talk with me. You can email me, and we can talk over the Internet later if you don't want to be on hold. So this morning, we're going to get further and further into our heart and soul. I've got somebody that's been holding for a long time, so I'm going to talk to them first and just to break it up and see what's going on with this person. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Cindy. It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. Which Kathy is this?
This is Kathy Bray.
This is one of my Kathy's. Kathy Bray. Hey, Kathy Bray. I've got several Kathys that tell me they were going to listen this morning. You've been up for a while. You've been up this morning pretty early.
Yeah, got to work, too, so. And I remember to call in. Usually I forget.
Thank you. Oh, okay. How are you this morning?
What's that?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. The sunrise is coming up. It's beautiful.
Oh.
It's a pink, red. I had a session back with you maybe 6 months ago. And I was wondering how I was doing today.
Yeah, I just checked you. You're not all the way clear. You're at 85% clear. Your DNA, how many DNA strands are activated on Kathy? Did I tell you you were going to have 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 13. I'm like, I better make sure because I'm getting 13. Yeah, you got an extra one there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. And as far as your light body, you're 85% in your light body. And all your DNA are connected. Have you been changing a lot?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been working, on my spiritual journey. And it's been like a long road. But I feel a lot calmer now.
Yes. The detachment, it's easier to detach.
Yes.
That's the most important thing I've heard from people is that what at one time was so irritating or was so distracting from my life, I can now let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want in order to take care of ourselves. We really want to be able to let go of the distractions, to let go of the negativity that at one time mirrored in us what we didn't like. And now if it's not in us anymore, it can't affect us. Do you understand what I'm saying? If we
mm-hmm.
let it go on the inside of ourselves, then we're not going to see it in anybody else. So it's really good when that starts happening.
Yeah, like I have a boss that's really arrogant, and I try not to. I'm distracted sometimes by him, and he makes me mad, but I try to come back to love and light.
Right. It's about staying centered and coming back. And that's so beautiful, Kathy. I'm very proud of you because reacting, you're holding back. Instead of just reacting to something, you're consciously aware of it. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's what
mm-hmm.
I want. That's what we all want. Yes. Because you know what that does? That puts you in your power.
Exactly.
And
also for me, it's like boundaries, I'm not going to let them get away with that.
Exactly. I have to do that. And sometimes, in relationships, with a boss, you got to be there. But in relationships, sometimes you can just have to step away rather than having to. Yes.
With the 85%, how do I get to 100?
You're on your way. You're still releasing what's going on. You're still releasing.
Okay. Yeah, I can feel that way. Yeah.
Yeah, you're still letting go. I know tomorrow will be a big day for you, so you may want to lay low a little bit tomorrow because that's a big releasing day.
Oh, okay.
And there's a website called the Galactic Press.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to write that down, the Galactic Press, and that has lots of information in regards to the energies and frequencies and the electromagnetic energies and the solar flares, all that's coming to the planet right now that are helping us to let go. I've been on a journey a lot this past 3 months myself since September, letting go and having healings and working very intensely to let go of more density, to release pain in my body and things like this. So it's an ongoing thing. Every time I think that, oh, I've got it, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
I'm
all in my light body.
Yeah, and I'm working so much more from my heart space, too.
Yes. Now, somebody had to remind me the other day about that, and when Ison came by, I really brought up a lot of emotional things. I felt like I was going a little bit crazy. But then my friend said, Cindy, don't even go in that head. Just keep going back to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to talk about today is going back to that heart.
Okay.
And the meditation will be very good. But you're absolutely right. That's the whole answer to everything, is just keep going to the heart. And you almost, somebody that's unhappy or has problems, you just have to have compassion, especially
right.
if it's someone like your boss that you have to work with all the time. It's all about compassion. And by having compassion for him, then you're giving compassion to yourself also.
Right.
Because you're not allowing yourself to get caught up in the negativity. So that's a good thing. That's
yes,
a really
it
good
is.
Thing.
Well, thank you.
How's your husband?
Oh, he's still got problems.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's still a keeper.
And I heard something very interesting the other day about, like, I reflect a lot off of him. So when I get mad or something or yell, it affects him. So it's a calmer household now.
Great. That's what those close relationships are about, are growing each other. And you made this contract together before you even got here, so you might as well work it out. Unless
right.
it gets like me and you have to get the heck out of Dodge.
No, it's not like that at all. It's not that bad. I just have to watch what I say, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, very good, Kathy. Well, we'll talk later. Thank you for calling
in. Okay, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Kathy.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to take another call. 617, hello. How are you this morning?
I am well. How are you, Cindy?
I'm good. Who am I speaking with?
This is Annette. We've spoken before.
Hey, Annette. Thank you for calling in and holding for so long.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Okay,
it's my pleasure.
How can I help you this morning?
Well, a lot of things, real positive things, have been happening for me.
Wow, I love to hear that.
So am I. You know, I think that once you give up the struggle, and just go with the flow,
oh, yes.
You know, it's things really start to move. It may not always be in the way in which we want things to move, and the blessing may not always show up in the way in which we expect it. So, you know, I think for me, I've gotten to a place where it's I can't a place of no expectation is going to happen.
Exactly.
But maybe, you know what I mean? It's not always in the way in which, in my mind, I want it to happen, but it's happening. So I like to just know, like, where... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And that is because you're living in divine order. And divine order, is we many times have no idea what that looks like.
Exactly.
So if we're
yeah.
working out of our head, if we're working out of our head and only using 5 to 10% of that brain, yeah. then, of course, it's going to look different because divine
Absolutely.
Order is so much more. And one of
yes.
the things I work with, because I'm a Virgo, and I do like to get in that head, and I do like to know my future. I do
yes.
like to plan it out, and I can't
I'm the
do
same
that.
Way.
I learned
I'm the
way
same
back
way.
I can't do that.
Yes,
and so
I am the exact same
I just
way.
I have to go back, especially when you get a bump, and they say, and I'm like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
One of the things I have to do is say, well, I know this is divine order.
Yes.
And by letting yes. go and saying that to yourself, you yes. are allowing a much higher level of frequency and a much higher level of divine being than you
yes.
would, you being a divine being, than you would if you're trying to work from a lower energy. The higher frequencies are what you want to be working in. And when you're
yes.
co-creating, it's
yes.
kind of fun to let the big guy do most of the creating, and you just stand
Absolutely.
By and absorb it, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I'm so happy for you. That's big.
I am, too. I'm happy, too. It's like I'm finally, you know, I'm finally getting the lesson. I'm finally,
it.
You know, learning
yeah.
the lesson. And part of that is, you know, I kept wanting to, you know, keep stepping back into the same energy of employment
right.
and where I wanted to work, and I just kept But there was just no way. Everywhere I turned, I was blocked. Not because I didn't
yes.
think that I deserved it. Is that it wasn't in my best and highest good
no.
at
and,
all.
And it doesn't flow.
Exactly.
There's not a flow pattern to it. It's
exactly.
struggle. And that's if I can teach anybody anything, and even myself, Annette, it's the struggle. With divine order, there is no struggle.
Mm.
This dimensional living
true.
That we're going into has no struggle. Our
That's
soul
true.
In our heart and our connection, co-creating, is not about struggle at all.
That's true.
And we are so accustomed to the judgment of ourselves from other people,
mm.
and we're so accustomed of working hard to get what we want. We were,
exactly.
We were ingrained with that from the time we were born. You've got to
That's
study
true.
Hard in school. You've got to work hard to get ahead. You know,
yep.
it's all about, you got to save all that money for a rainy
yep.
day when the bad
yep.
times come. And so
yes.
it's not that's not the truth of who we are. That is the illusion that we're coming out of.
That's
definitely
true.
Not the truth of who we are.
Yes.
So
Yes. Because now I find myself working in a retail, and I do overnight stocking, which is what I wanted to do anyway. Just because I didn't want to step back, there was some hesitation. And this is interesting because I would apply for these jobs at a corporate, you know, law firm, technical firm.
Uh-huh.
All sounds great, you know,
yeah.
money, this and that. And I would step back into that, but there was always some hesitation. Always some hesitation. Because
right.
it's what took me down.
Right.
In the first place was that energy. It's like I can't live up to the way in which they want me to be. I have to conform.
Your expectations. Yes.
Yes. and I would have to do certain things to get a raise, and you know, to move into this department, certain people have to like you, they have to really like you. And it's like, I don't want to play that game. So I just find myself kept going back to it with hesitation and then becoming confused as to why I didn't get the job. And I knew that I was perfect for the job, and I'm quite sure the employer knew it was perfect. But it's like, for some reason, it just wasn't connecting. So, again, I find myself working in a retail store at night and loving it.
You've got your time to yourself.
Yes.
You're not being interrupted by other energies. It's good.
Yes. And I love it. And this is exactly what I was looking for. I wanted. And I manifest that. And I'm
wonderful.
Like, this is perfect. I know, you know, I'm not going to stress. The bills are going to get paid. The rent's going to get paid. And if it's time for me to move into something where, you know, where it's more hours and more benefits, The main thing is that I have time for myself.
Right. I think this is your growth time, big time.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so happy for you, Annette. This is great. You're on your way.
Thank you.
And once you learn how it feels not to struggle, you don't want to go back. You do not want to go back.
So amen
to
that.
You're taking the path. You know you're on the path because it's opening up.
Yes.
And all you can do is move forward. You can't go back anymore to the struggle and the pain of the struggle and the pain of what you're not, because now you know what you are. And more importantly than anything else, you are recognizing the divine power within you.
Yes.
That you're not doing this alone. And that's what's important for every one of us is we just got to get that we're not doing this by ourselves.
That's right. That's so true.
Once we figure that out. Yeah.
That's so true. Because you know what I also find happening is that when you release the very things that you have been desiring comes to you effortlessly. Now, for me, for an example, I want to make this really quick because the door of manifesting is opening. And I give all the glory and all the glory to God. All the glory goes to God. Is that I've been looking for a DVD player. I don't have a DVD player. I don't have Blu-ray. I just wanted something simple. And I've been looking around, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money. And I know it's something as simple as that, but to me, it's a miracle. And I'm looking around, and, you know, people are wanting $80, $90. They don't make the old ones anymore. You got to go with Blu-rays, the top of the line. They don't. Something moved me to look inside the CVS circular, and I knew it was spirit. I knew it was spirit. So I didn't question it. I just did it. I looked inside, and I said, okay, I'm not seeing anything. And then I felt spirit say, take a walk over to CVS. Who knows, you may find something. Not only did I find a DVD player at CVS, of all places, it was only $20, exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. I love
me,
that.
And I love that, too.
That's the kind of things that happen to me so much because I pay attention. I just know the things that I need, and I usually buy at consignment stores, thrift stores, pretty frugal, and you know, I just dedicate my life. I don't have a TV or anything or even a microwave. I just dedicate my life to serving, and God's blessed me with a beautiful home that I never thought in my head couldn't have. You know, the people know the story, and I'm really blessed in this wonderful house in Santa Fe. Didn't even know I could get a mortgage, but when I said yes to God, my next three clients were the executives of the same bank, not knowing each other.
Gosh.
They all said, oh, don't worry, we'll get a mortgage.
I love it.
When God told me how much money to spirit, tell me how much money to spend, and I told the agent, he said, there's no house at that price in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and it's not a buyer's market. But the day he came to pick me up, he said, there's a house with everything you want,
wow,
that's been reduced.
Yes.
This morning, again, to the exact
wow.
price
that wow.
you said you had to pay. And it's
oh.
fabulous.
Isn't
That's
it?
It was a short sale. It's a fabulous house. And
wow.
so I don't, there's so much mm. demonstration of the power
mm.
of co-creation
yes.
and the power of detachment
yes.
and allowing your good to come
yes.
to you.
Yes.
I can't deny it, and now you can't deny it either, Annette.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love
you can't
it.
Deny
I mean,
it.
Yeah, it excites
yeah.
me. It to me,
you have to
I mean,
in
to
that
some
high
people,
frequency voice.
Yes. And some people think, oh, it's simple. Why, you just found a DVD? Because it was, I knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I knew that would yeah. fit me. I'm not looking for anything fancy, something simple. Of all places,
yes.
CVS for a DVD player?
I don't
it just, know. It blew my mind,
I would
yes.
get one for Goodwill. That's how I would be.
Yes. $19. It was perfect. I wasn't,
yeah.
to me, I'm like, thank you, Lord. And I just kind of chuckled. The same thing with, there's a beautiful song that I've been looking for, a group. I've been looking for this group and this particular song for close to 6 years. Again,
uh-huh.
Spirit moved me and said, take a walk down to Newbury Comics. I went
yes.
over to the sales clerk and I said, I'm looking for this particular group because I've been there so many times, like, no, we don't have it, we don't have it. I said, I'm looking for this
uh-huh.
particular group. Do you have their CD? She checked on the computer. She says, this is really weird. She says, I'm really surprised. She says, but we do. She walks me over to the section. Yes. She doesn't know what I know. I walk over. We walk
uh-huh.
over to the section, the group, and she picked up the DVD, the CD, and it had the song that I was looking for. I didn't tell her the song that I was looking for.
Wow.
But on that particular DVD, I mean CD, it was only one of them, and it had that particular song. And I said, I've been looking for this,
oh.
this CD. Not only did I not pay full price for it, it was cheap.
Yeah.
It always works. It always works that way. And I'm like, thank you. And again, I had that kind of chuckle. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
I know. I
there
know. You got
so
my back.
There is so much magic. Yes. There is so much magic to be had when
yes.
you're in divine order.
Yes.
And when you get into this magic of divinely living, it is the high frequency love. And with,
mm.
the more you recognize how to hook into this divine living, then you want to share it with people. You like, let
yes.
me tell you. You, know,
you do. Yes, you do.
Wonderful. That's the way I am. Yeah, it's wonderful. And
I mean,
that,
I have to call
I'm
my mom.
Let you go. Okay. I've got some people that have been holding for 30 minutes. So
oh,
I'm gonna,
thank you.
I'm so happy to hear that things are going well for you. That's wonderful.
Yes.
And,
I want
to
thank you
be
because
sure
you helped me with
yes.
this. So I really want to thank you.
You're welcome, Annette. And you're doing great. I'm so happy for you. And
thank you.
Put this on the meditation today. We're going to do a very strong meditation. Powerful.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Bye,
thank
Annette.
You so,
I'm so
much.
Happy.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome,
honey.
Annette.
Many, many blessings to you and season's greetings.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I'm going to take one more call. This is, this is 256. Are you on the line? Hello? All right. Somebody hung up just as I was. Hello? This is Cindy Bentley, 646. Hey.
Hi.
Who am
Good
I
morning.
With? Hey.
Hi, this is this is Ann from New York. How are you?
I'm good. This is Ann?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ann, yes. How are you? How is it going this morning?
I'm doing well. I just I'm definitely into the frequency and things being in divine order.
Can you speak up
just
a little bit because I can't really hear you. You're just in the
okay.
What
I'm
room?
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you real good now.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Yes. So I was just wondering. Okay. I have been, I wouldn't say on the fence, but just to show me what I need to know regarding a relationship that I'm in, a friendship, a budding friendship that I've
yes.
been in with this gentleman. And I feel like there has been...
It's 100% benefit... I'm getting stuff already, and it's 100% beneficial. This relationship with this man is 100% beneficial. You are a soulmate. I mean, of course, we have many soulmates because we incarnate in groups, in our soul in groups of souls that we work through, and we make contracts with and agreements through each lifetime. But you want to know romance. Romantic partnership, correct?
Yes. The only thing is that I keep getting intuitively, and it's not something I am thinking about, but it comes to me, keeps coming to me, that there are two quote-unquote close friends of mine who are trying to interfere.
Who are what? I can't hear. There's two close
trying
friends that are what now?
Trying to interfere.
Trying to interfere.
Two females.
Oh.
Yes.
And why would they try to interfere, you think?
Well, I think there's jealousy. And sometimes it's envy. Sometimes it's a matter of people are coveting what other people have.
So why would you want to be friends with someone who doesn't have your best interests at heart?
One, I actually released her out of my life totally, 100%. And the other one,
good
I'm,
for you.
Thank you. The other one, mm-hmm. it just came to me as of recently, within the past month. I keep getting these feelings, and I'm like, okay. I question myself. I ask, what is this I'm feeling, and what is it I'm picking up? Mm-hmm. But I
right.
kind of need a little confirmation because I'm sure, but I'm not sure. If that makes sense.
So, confirmation about the relationship?
Well, confirmation about the relationship, but confirmation in regards to the second friend who I feel, you know, is a snake, but I cannot prove that, if that makes sense. Or I feel like the person has been trying to interfere. Because if you have a blind side, you can't really see. If that makes sense to you.
Why do you think they want to, you just think they're jealous?
I think it's a little bit more than jealousy. I think it's a matter of backbiting. You know, when you talk to a person and you're smiling and you're pretending that you're something that you're not.
Mm-hmm. That person that you're talking about is only 30% beneficial for you to have a relationship, not the love interest, but that other person that's jealous. So you're going to have to just block that from your life. I mean, you don't want to be... Why would you want to connect with someone who has negative energies towards you in any way?
Well, I didn't think that.
If it's a point where it's a family member or somebody, then what you have to do is just not engage them in conversation about your business. Just do your own thing without them knowing it.
Right. I wanted to know, has the person tried to be romantic with my mate behind my back?
Now, you know, I'm not a big psychic person.
Not psychic.
But I've got a pendulum going, and I get yes on that one. So you're not in an exclusive relationship with this other person then? Or what's going on with your
romance? It's not exclusive as of yet, because we've been working on it and there's been some challenges in
yes.
our friendship.
Well, you don't have to worry about anybody else. You guys will be fine. You just got to work through these challenges with the two of you.
Is it recently that she's that this happened? Because I kept doing it since last month, since November. Or has it been more longer than November, since September?
It's been about 6.5 weeks ago, is what I get.
Because he mentioned something recently, and he said something about, you know, he's always like, I'm going to come to your place. I live on a specific floor, on the third floor.
Uh-huh.
And recently, on Tuesday, well, Monday night, he's like, oh, I'm coming to 4C. And I was like, what? And when he said 4C, I automatically said to myself, that's spirit telling me that that's where he's been going.
Wow.
Is that not deep?
Yeah, that's pretty heavy.
I was like, wow. I said, what did you just say? And I don't think I think that was spirit telling, you know, bringing it out of him, because I kept asking God for the truth. I need the truth.
Right.
And I got it. And she was a 4C. And as soon as he said 4C, I said, excuse me? I said, what did you just say? And he repeated what he said, except 4C. I said, who's on 4C? I didn't get upset. I was a little upset at first, but then I said, I'm listening to myself. I said, I'm listening, Spirit. I'm listening.
So what I want you to do, I want
yes.
you to go up higher, and I want you to allow divine order in all your relationships. And what does not serve your highest good, you want it to fall away. And you're not going to resist it. You're going to detach from the outcome. If this, like we talked about earlier on the air, it's not about the struggle. It's about letting it go and allowing it to show up in your life. And if you're struggling with this, going, is she doing this? Is he doing that? Then it's not in divine order. So you've got to step back. And because this is taking you out of your joy, and you've got to step back and allow this to work itself out without interfering, without struggling with it. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
So that's the highest and best thing to do. And I'm gonna let you go. And
well, thank you. But it's still beneficial.
But you're gonna have to just work on it. Let it go, do a little more prayer work on it, too.
He's a great guy,
okay,
Anne. Okay.
You know what I mean. I've had them great, too, but they're not on the same path sometimes. And you may have to step away to get what you want from him. But just be strong and do not struggle. What I'm saying.
Yes,
all right, honey.
I do.
Good night. Yeah. Merry Christmas. I started to say good night. It's still dark here. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Anne. I'm going to take one more, and then we're going to start talking about, I've got another 646. Well, actually, let's do 646. And this is 646-824. This is Cindy. How can I help you this morning?
Morning, Cindy. It's Helena. You can.
Hey, Helena.
I'm enjoying all the information you're giving and learning from each call, and love the story about your house.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm having struggle on several levels. One is, one's the most important. I don't even want to talk about that. But the other is financial and career. I took a part-time job at a spiritual center to help with funds. I'm an actor as well. But this job at the spiritual center seems to be eating up all my time. And it's also bringing up lots of issues, anger, and I'm not liking being there at all. And
Helena, have we talked about this before?
I don't know that we have. I'm not sure.
Because this sounds real familiar.
All right, we may have.
Uh-huh. And you at first you thought it was going to be good, but now you can't.
Well,
you don't have time
I
for your life.
You know, I kind of took it more out of desperation mode. I had a feeling it wasn't going to be good when I was talking to one of the people that I'd have to work
uh-huh.
with and deal with. I really sincerely didn't get a great vibe about being there.
Wow.
So I just want to go forward and co-create effortlessly. So, you know, even
I know, and see, what's happening is you're allowing yourself to be used.
Wow.
You're thinking that it's high spiritual center. Well, you know.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah. You're seeing the illusion now. You've broken through the illusion.
Well, I tell you the truth, I didn't have that much of an illusion of it. But, okay, I apologize. You talk.
No, go ahead. I think this is just a stepping stone for you, honey. It's not going to be, this is not the end all. And you've got the job. Now you can continue to search for something else. Do you have time to search?
Well, I'm going to have to, one of my career in the arts, acting, producing, the things that I really do, and
uh-huh.
singing. How can I bring that into the forefront?
So the singing is 100%,
uh-huh.
and the
okay.
act, both of them, you're creating. They're both 100%. Are you sitting in the silence every day?
Trying to. I'm not.
Okay. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to let go of your struggle of doing this. I want you to write out your intentions. I want you to sit in the silence with your divine, call in your archangels, call in the divine light beings,
mm-hmm.
and ask for assistance. I'm getting Hathor. Call in Hathor, Goddess Hathor, to help you also.
Oh, thank
because
you.
What you need to do is let go and in a divine order and the magic take place that Annette and I were talking about, this magic that happens, and you're wanting to struggle with it. And the your creativity, the acting, the singing is wonderful. You're gifted. And you've got to have the confidence. But I want you to have the confidence that your life is in divine order, but you're going to have to give it, you're going to have to allow intervention. And the way you do that is by honoring those beyond the veil and those in spirit and those divine guides that can help you. So I want you to write out your intentions, your higher intentions, and then sit in the silence. You don't even have to act like you think you're hearing things. Just honor that they're going to help you. Once you make a divine effort to connect into assistance, then you get assistance. You know what I'm saying? It
yes.
can't be just a little prayer here and there. You know, I wake up in the morning saying, thank you for divine order. If I go to bed and I'm finding myself tired or critical about things that happen through the day, then I've got to take that out because that's not divine order. I say, oh, thank you for this day. Thank you for divine order. But I want you to put the effort in because that is the only, I'm telling you, I can't tell people enough. What really works is setting your intentions to connect in to divine assistance. If you do it 15 minutes a day, then you're giving them the connection that they need to assist you. You see what I'm saying?
I do. It's perfect, yeah.
It's very important. And then you've got to monitor your thought forms. And when you go into that negative thought of this is bad or I can't do this or this is too hard, you're going to have to hit your delete button and say that's not the truth of who I am. The truth of who I am is that I am a divine being. The truth of who I am is that I have all the help in the universe to create. And these are what I want to create. Now, sometimes divine time is not the same as ours. That's where the struggle sometimes gets intense, is because we're wanting everything to show up, and it's not showing up the way we think it should show up. So we have to let go of that idea of what we think it should be, but you really need to allow the struggle to let go of it. And it's not that easy, but once you do it a couple of times, you recognize what you're doing, and you don't want to live any other way. And I think you've done some of that, but you need to let go more and just allow. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's big, Cindy, and that's so valuable. Can I just ask you one other thing?
Sure, Helena.
Oh, thanks. There's a relationship thing, and yesterday he told me he has someone special, which would not be me. And
oh, I love when that happens.
Can you any guidance with that? Because I feel this one very strongly, and our connection very strongly.
He is a soulmate, but he's not gonna—he's not gonna be enough for you. I'm just telling you. He is part of your journey, but he's not the one. He's just not enough, and he knows he's not enough. There's somebody better, Helena.
Oh, all right. I like to believe that right now, but I kind of don't. But
I know.
I have to be open.
I
all
hear
right.
you. I'm with you on the relationship thing. I hear, because I've got all these psychic girlfriends. They always, that's their thing. They want to tell me about relationships for myself, and I just have to let it all go and say it's all in divine order. All in divine order. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm sitting here allowing.
Do you think he'll come back? I'm sorry.
Do what now?
Do you think he'll come back?
What?
Will he come back?
I don't think so. I'm being real honest with you.
Yeah.
And I think he needs to step away because I think there's something better. I know, and you call me up when that something better shows up because I really think there's better for you.
Mm.
Not that
all
he's
right.
bad, but there's a
no,
better,
by no
means there's a better match
yeah.
for you. There's a better match for you, and just let that go. And if it's meant to be, he'll come back with a higher frequency. But right now, it's not for your best good.
All right.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm gonna let you go, Helena. Bye. Good night. Have a great weekend. Celebrate the solstice. I keep saying good night to people because it's so dark here.
By you. Happy solstice. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Helena. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. I said I wasn't gonna take any more calls, but I've got people been waiting and waiting forever. we'll do one more before I lose my voice, and then we're going to do the meditation. We may take a little break before the meditation. I've got a 214 number. Hello, this is Cindy. This is Cindy. How can I help you this morning? Hello?
Hi.
Anybody there? Hey, how can I help you this morning?
Good morning. Ronita Johnson in Dallas. Good morning, everyone.
I know you, Ronita.
Yes, you do. How
you
doing?
How are you? I am great. I've worked hard with you.
Yes, you did, and it really worked out well. It worked out well. You really cleared up a lot of things, and I appreciate that. I'm just trying to make sure I stay in divine order, you know, in the divine flow every day,
and that's not
an easy thing to do.
Yes.
So
and magic happens, honey. You heard some of the things. Yes.
So I just want to know how things going for me and what it looked like on your end. What do you see for me?
Okay, if I'm looking at your development, you've got all your DNA already. They're already hooked in. Your crystalline body is at 75%. So you're still letting go of some things that you need to let go of. That's not the truth of your soul. There's still some density. There's still some attachments to some pain that you need to let go of. But it's coming. You're on the path. You're doing great, Ronita. I know you feel that way too, but there's still some past life pain that's coming up for you to release. Sometimes if you just need to cry, you don't need to know why you're crying, but if you just need to cry, just go ahead and do it just to release it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
If you start feeling the aloneness, because sometimes you do feel like you're doing this alone, correct?
Yes. Yes, you're correct.
If you get this aloneness thing going, I want you to go into your heart center, and I want you to call in your guides. Well, I gave you some guides. I want you to call them in and say, I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not working this alone. I know you are assisting in my co-creating. And then I want you to feel some high joy in your heart. And you deserve high joy, Ronita. We all do. And that high joy is the truth of our soul. That divine joy is so much the truth of who we are. That ecstasy of being connected in to the divine flow, the divine, I call it magic because it makes me happy to say magic. But the divine flow is ecstatic because you feel so divinely protected, so divinely cared for, and there is absolutely no struggle. Sometimes when things come into my mind, and I especially monetary things, I'm like, why am I spending this much money? Because Spirit's telling me I have to go do that. I just let it go, and the money comes to pay for things because I just have to know that I'm in divine order and not hold back. I think that's one of the things you're still holding back just a little bit, but you're on your way, Ronita.
Thank God.
You're holding back. Yeah, thank God. That's what I do. Thank you, babe. Thank you, God. This is, and you know, one of the things that people don't realize that once you step into that path of allowing, it's so much better than what I could have thought of for myself. And so I do a lot of thank you, guys. I'm like, my God, this showed up, and it's so much better than I could have ever thought of for myself. This is fantastic. So why would I get in the way?
Right.
Because this is the, this is so much better than anything.
Yeah, you're so right. I sure do. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take time and do that meditation. I'm going to do that this morning. And after we get off the show and everything, and I'll make sure that I, you know, release some things and do some things that you just said.
Sure.
Well, thank you for that. That was very helpful.
I think we're going to go ahead and start the meditation now. I've got a lot of people. I've still got 9 people holding. But I'm going to go ahead and start the meditation because some people have to go to work, and I need to go ahead and get the meditation started.
Thank you
but
for
I'm
taking
so
my
happy
time.
To hear from
God
you,
bless
Ronita.
You. Thank you.
God bless
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Honey. You're doing great.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm on the line for the meditation. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, darling. Okay, we're going to go ahead and do the meditation because I've got people going to work, and I know they want to hear this. And this is, we're going to do a little longer because this is for the people who last week were saying it wasn't long enough. And they still wanted to meditate after we were done. So I want each of you out there listening, if you're not driving a car, but if you're sitting, if you're driving and you can't pay attention, then what I want you to do is later I want you to, this show is archived, and you can go back and listen to the meditation again. So I want you to go back and listen to this meditation and I want you to really focus on your heart center. So at this present moment, with all my divine heart souls that are listening right now, I'm calling in our Archangel Metatron. I'm calling in Saint Germain with the violet flame. I'm calling in Archangel Michael with the blue flaming sword. And the divine beings that are around us now, the divine high light beings that are assisting us, my golden Christ consciousness, energetic frequencies, we ask that all of this come in to all the people that are listening in at this present moment, as you all are there, divine souls on this journey on planet Earth, as we're all doing the very best that we can at the highest, at every moment, connecting to the highest frequencies, that we can move forward in divine order without struggle. So I want each of you now to connect and breathe into your soul and your heart. And I want you to clear all the chatter in your mind. All the mind chatter will fall away. And take another deep breath into your heart. And now I want you to bring up into your mind's eye, I want you to find someone who you love deeply. This could be even someone who's already passed away. I had a brother that died when he was 19, and I want to think of him because I loved him so deeply. And I want you to think it may be your mother, your husband, your child, but I want you to bring up this deep love that you have for this person. And I want you to know and feel how much this love is inside you and how strong it is. Now take your hand, take your left hand and put it in the center of your chest on your heart. I want you to feel this love that you have for this person. And what I want you to do now, and you've got assistance with divine beings, I want you to transfer this wonderful love that you have for this person. I want you to give it to yourself. If we cannot love ourselves enough at this present moment, because we are all going through a gigantic shift on this planet, and we need to give ourselves the love and support that we deserve. We are so powerful. We are so divinely powerful co-creators that we are. And I want you to say, whatever your name is, say your name, and I love you so much. And I'm holding my hand on my heart saying, Cindy, I love you so much. And some of you may get tears to your eyes because you've never given yourself this much love. But I want you to know that you deserve it. And this is the truth of who you are. And this love frequency, this high love frequency, can heal all things. Once you step into the power of your love, you can co-create all that you need with grace and ease. I want you to step into this heart center and fill it with this golden light, high-frequency love energy, your heart chakra. And everything in this heart and soul that is not the highest and best order is now being released. And we will burn it in the violet flame of Saint Germain. And it is healed with golden creator substance. All the wounds in your heart and soul from all the pain that you've had in all the lifetimes, in this one and any time, we ask that it be healed at this moment. All the pain that comes up is now removed so that you can move freely without the pain in your heart and soul. Now take all this divine love frequency, and we're going to ask our divine Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron to assist in the healing of all the wounds in our heart and soul. And we know there are many wounds there. I can feel, I'm an empath, I can feel you guys. There's a lot of wounds. But that's not the truth of you, who you are. So we're going to let go of this pain. We're releasing and surrendering the pain to be transmuted to the highest frequency of love that we're bringing in. And we give thanks for this. We're infusing every cell in all of our body with this high frequency love energy. All the consciousness of who we are is filled with love. All of our chakras are spinning at 100%. We're bringing love in from our crown chakra, from our divine co-creating, divine source, our divine God, our divine archangels. We're bringing in this high creative source, divine source, through our crown chakra, through our third eye chakra, through our throat chakra, so that we can speak our truth, and into our heart chakra so that we can live in the highest divine joy, into our solar plexus chakra so that we can be in our personal power, into our sacral chakra so that we can create and co-create with grace and ease, and in our root chakra, we're taking that, opening it up, and grounding ourselves to the crystalline core of Mother Earth. Take a deep breath. Breathe it in. You are accelerating. You are healing. And you are divinely infused with the golden Christ consciousness. Allow this divine love energy and Christ consciousness to push away all the energy and all the negativity that does not match this frequency. And now say to yourself, whatever your name is, and I'm saying, I now, Cindy, I allow your divine higher self to infuse. I allow my soul to guide me on my path. I honor and allow the powerful energies of my heart and soul to align with divine creator. So say this again. I now allow my heart and soul to align with my divine creator. Take a deep breath, guys. Keep breathing. We now ask the archangels, Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Metatron, to continue to assist in the release and the healing of our heart and soul as we align and let go to the higher frequencies. And now, as this healing takes place, we're just going to sit in the silence, connecting with our heart. Now take another deep breath. And I want each of you to say three thank yous. It's, gratitude is what activates your transformation or your appreciation and gratitude whenever you're working to create and you're working with divine assistance. The highest level frequency that you can pull in to assist you would be the gratitude. So say, and I say thank you, thank you, thank you. As I've connected to my soul at the deepest level, I know that we now are strengthened and we can go forth with a greater vibration of love for ourselves and for those we come in contact with and for our divine beings who are assisting us at all levels. We know that we are never alone, and that they are assisting us to navigate through this our life as we let go of the struggle and the pain. So take another deep breath, and those of you who are able to close your eyes, you can open them up now, and just know that you are in divine order. When you get a chance, you may want to jot some things down, write down, and I would advise, if you listen to a meditation or you sit in the silence, when you get up, it's a good idea to write down what the thoughts that come to you, because that's messages. And also you need to look for signs from source. You may have signs that would show you that you are being divinely guided. You need to step away from the shoulds, woulds, have-tos, and never say try, because that's being less than what you are. And recognize that all of our choices that we make in our daily life, that's what makes up our co-creation. So we have to make the choices that are not of the lower frequencies, the lower energy, and know that we are stepping into our highest good at all times. You know, as I said before, one of the difficulties is that sometimes divine timing is not our timing. So we have to just keep saying to ourselves, divine order, divine order. I've got some people now that are working really intensely with divine order. And they're like, why hasn't it showed up yet? Then you need to sit in the silence a little more and bring in the love of yourself and the love of your divine creator so that you can connect in and flow this creative energy. I'm going to take some more calls. I've got time, and I've got so many people that are waiting. I've got a caller now at 585-317. This is Cindy. How can I help you? Hello? Hello? 585-317. This is Cindy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can
hear
you now. Who am I speaking with? Yes. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How can I help you?
I did not push one to speak to you, I've never done anything like this before.
Be divine order, because you're right there. It says you've been holding for 15 minutes.
That's what I'm thinking too. Let's see. How can you help me? I'm sorry?
What kind of journey are you on? How's your
journey? My journey right now is, I'm doing a lot of work on, not allowing my thoughts to continue to bring about so much suffering.
Yes.
So that's,
yes,
that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I have so many outside energies that are like,
I'm gonna need to do a switch. I'm sorry, but I gotta, with your permission, I just need to do a little healing on you, okay?
Okay.
And say your name again.
Maggie.
And I don't know why I dropped that, but because my best friend, one of my very best friends, is named Maggie. Maggie, I just want you to hold. I want you to put your hand on your heart and soul. And I know you did that meditation a while ago. That was very, very powerful for you. But I need to clear out. There's some things that are attached to you that I need to remove right now with your permission.
Okay.
I now ask our divine beings to go into Maggie's energy fields and with grace and ease remove all the negative attachments, energies, put the negative cords, burn them in the violet flame, unplug all the negative implants, burn them in the violet flame. And assist Maggie on all levels as she holds a higher light and moves forward in her life. For this, we give you great thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hang in there, Maggie. Just take a deep breath, honey, and just know that you're letting it go. Now, you've got some really deep pain. That you're hanging on to, and you can move forward if you just let go of this pain, okay?
Okay.
It's heart pain, and you didn't let it all go in the meditation. Got some more heart pain that needs to, you need to surrender it and release it. Okay?
Okay.
We're still working, Maggie. Hang on. I want you to drink a lot of water after this. And if you can put your face in the sun and get some sunlight, I want you to do that too, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's done. So I need you to just recognize, send me an email later, cbentleyrn@aol.com, and just let me know in a few days how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Hold out your left hand with the palm up. I'm using a etheric weaver to decrease this. I've got you in 100% detox. So hang on.
Okay.
Okay, you can put your hand down now.
Okay.
All right, that's good. So that's what I need to do for you. I'm gonna let you go right now, but just send me an email. Let me know how you're doing. If you start feeling worse, send me an email, okay?
Okay, thank you, and you have a blessed day.
That's better. Thank you, darling Maggie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I thank all of you guys for listening and the ones that are holding for so long. I've got another person that's been holding for about 50 minutes. It's a 617 number. How can I help you? This is Cindy this morning. Are you on the line? 617-916, are you holding? Hello? Okay, they're hung up. So we'll go to this number. area code 214. This is Cindy. How can I help you this morning? Hello? Can you hear me? Well, it looks like a lot of people are hanging up with us before I can get to them. This is Cindy. Can I help you? This is area code 401. Have we spoken yet? This is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hi, Cindy.
This is, hey, I don't know what's going on with my phone.
Well, when
with
you,
my line.
When, yeah, because yeah. When you were saying hello to me, I hadn't been unmuted yet. So I'm saying hello, 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 and you're saying hello, hello, hello.
Oh, okay. So how are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing really well. I've been listening to you probably since the summer and, you know, several other people. And, boy, things are really coming along. So
good.
I guess I'm just checking to see.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's
it's
your
Erica.
Name?
Erica.
Erica. Yeah, have we spoken before? I think we have.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah, and how's life today? Have you been feeling some of these shifting energies?
Yes, definitely, definitely. I'm with the first caller who was mentioning how she's been able to, you know, pull out of every situation and just kind of look from a distance. A couple left, but
isn't that amazing?
Right. It
and
is.
The reason why is because our consciousness. We're becoming more, our sensory perception is increasing. And so as our sensory perception increases what we're not aware of, we're now becoming aware. And it's amazing. It's like we're waking up. And it's no longer, we can no longer be subjugated to that 3D illusion of lack and judgment and fear. Fear is the biggie. You know, there's nothing to really be afraid of. So I'm so happy, Erica, that you've had a lot of changes.
Yes. I'm thinking of starting, I am going to start a fast tomorrow for a little bit, and I just wanted to see how beneficial that's going to be.
Start a what now?
A fast. Yes.
I've never been able to do that. I mean,
I've never done it before.
But it'll be 100% beneficial for you.
Good.
Yeah, 100% beneficial.
And can I also ask how where I am connected with my DNA?
Oh, you've got it all. All your DNA is connected in. You've got 12 DNA already connected in, so you're doing great.
Yeah, so that's like, I think the last time I spoke with you a month or two ago, it was maybe 6 or 7, so yay.
Yeah. Yeah, your light body is at 85%, Erica. That's fantastic. You're doing it. You're ascending.
Yay. Very
yay.
Cool. Very cool.
Yes. It won't be
that's
long.
Awesome.
Just be patient.
Yep. Well, thank you very
you
much.
Are.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Patient.
Have a great day and a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Okay. So long.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'm going to try this number one more time. This is the 617 number. Hello? Hello, 617. Are you on the line? Hello? Mm-mm. Okay. All right. So I'm going to talk for just a minute because we only have a few minutes left, and I want to thank each of you for listening in this morning, and I hope that you all had some great results from our meditation and clearing out the pain in your heart and soul, so that you can hold a higher light, so so that you can connect into the soul and listen to what your soul's telling you and listen to your heart. And it's a new way. You, in the beginning, you consciously have, when you unconsciously quickly go to your head and start thinking what to do or how you're going to figure this out or how am I going to make this happen. And there's a something called heart math now. You can look at this up on your computer. It's called heart math. And what that is, the heart math is a study and that people have done that the heart has intelligence. And just a few weeks ago, I read that the heart actually is smarter than the brain in many ways. But our intuition is increasing, our ability to connect in to higher source and recognize that we are being divinely guided. And to hear you, the feedback from everyone is just fantastic because that's what I want for each of you. I want each of you to have a joyful life, have joy in your life that is beyond your greatest expectations. And we can do that. We can all do this together. And I want you to find the support people that support you in this journey. Sometimes it's difficult. I know I've been on this journey for all my life pretty much, I have a book. It's called Celestial Being, How to Shift to Fifth Dimensional Living. And the first chapter I talked just a little bit about how different it was for me growing up because I was not like everyone else. And I've always been an empath, and I would cry. I didn't understand why I would feel things like I felt. But I'm sure there's lots of you out there have been very sensitive to the world around them and not had the divine support or the family support. And some of you are now recognizing that you no longer have to live without support, that if you're in a marriage relationship or a partnership or if you have friends that are not supportive, you can step away. No longer about you giving away your power. We no longer can afford to give someone else power over us. We now take responsibility for who we are. And my next show on Circles of Prosperity in January, we are going to talk about stepping fully into your personal power. That is so important right now, that we step into the power that we are and recognize that when we're connected in to divine source, our higher self is there, and we are connecting with the greatest power of who we are as we co-create our world. There's really nothing we can't do. You know, I'm telling you that because I'm talking to myself also because I'm still looking for that divine partnership, relationship, male partnership. I was told it would be here by Christmas, and things have showed up, but it's not exactly what in my head I thought. I do have support, but not the romance. So you just don't know what it's going to look like. There's a lot of things that are shifting now. And so I know that for myself, I need to get out of the mindset of what I think it should look like and allow Divine Creator just to work the magic that we all want to be part of, creating a divinely guided life that's filled with this high-frequency joy, this ecstasy of being on the planet and knowing that in every breath we take,
we are divinely loved, and that we're not alone, and that this is a place of fun and love. And what, one of the things I found out, because I do sessions, you can go to my website, www.cindybentley.com or www.reconnection.com. Those of you who are wondering what I was talking about with people about their DNA reconnection, you can go to my website. I've got articles about DNA reconnection. Now, though, I did my reconnection started in the late 90s, and now I'm serving all over the planet and all over the land and people all over the place. It's just amazing. And stepping into my divine service work, and there's some of you out there that are light workers that have divine service work. Sometimes you don't recognize what your role is in this world, but with grace and ease, we start to understand that it's more than just ourselves. It's the whole world that we're connecting into now with the internet and Skype and TV, and the Blog Talk Radio is all over the world. There's several shows that I do that I've done shows from Australia to New Zealand, some in Canada. So we're starting to be a very united group of people on this planet, and we can change our world with this divine love that we're bringing in because we're all one. And what we're doing, a lot of you light workers are lay showers. And if you can hold this higher frequency and this higher love as you're doing your daily chores or daily life, you are resonating this energy to other people who may not know the way, but they'll feel your energy. And by feeling your energy, you are assisting them to let them know there's a higher way to live. It'll be they may not be conscious of what you have, but they can feel it. And those are the ones who will be calling you and wanting to be near you to find out what it is that you have, this higher frequency life that you have. And they'll be asking you, how are you living in so much joy? How are you so happy? And then you can share with them. But I've learned you can't teach people until they're ready to hear it. And even though we want to teach our families and our loved ones, it has to be on their own time. So I love all of you, sending out my love. And until next time, thank you for listening. This is Cindy Bentley. Good day.